Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's go. You guys ready? Shout out to everybody on Facebook listening and watching. We're about to get into some things. The show is about to begin right now. The show is about to begin right now. Everybody get in here. Okay, let's get it going. Because I know I am late. Get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. Oh, my God. I think today we're going to have a legendary show, okay? I feel it in my bones. I feel like today is going to, well, not really so much legendary. I mean, I feel like it's going to be a get into some things kind of show. I also feel like it could be a triggersome show for some people. And you know what? It is what it is, okay? So let's, without further ado, let's get into some things. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio back with another video. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, well, welcome and hello. All right, everybody, get in here. Get in here. Oh, my God. This light is really, really bright right now. It's sending me. It's brighter than usual. Whatever. We'll have to work with it today. Today has been one of those days where I've been running around like a chicken with his head cut off. It's been one of those days where I don't even got my hat on right. But nonetheless, I'm here. I'm happy. And we're about to get into some things. Okay. Sheesh. My goodness. This light is really killing me. But we're just going to go with it today. We're going to go with it today. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about. If you're a return subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. All right, so and what took you so long to get over here to the channel, okay? All right, anyway, I'm not going to keep holding up the show. We're talking about Kylie Jenner. We're talking about CeeLo Green, talking about Nicki Minaj. Safaree's put out a B.A.D. Remix to the W.A.P. Song. But, you know, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Azealia Banks, okay? And it's been leading on my heart to discuss Azealia Banks first, okay? Well, Azealia Banks wants to end her life. Okay, she went on a series of Instagram posts over the weekend ranting and raving and going in about how she's tired and she's through. Now, I actually feel bad because I remember I told you guys maybe a week and a half ago, that Azealia Banks shaved her head off, and I felt like it was just because she just had she had that mid-length hair, and she didn't really want to deal with it, so she cut it off because we're in a pandemic. But I was completely wrong, okay? She clearly was having a mental episode, and it's been festering for quite some time. I'm going to let you guys see some of the things that she said, and then I'm going to give you guys my thoughts on it, okay? So let's get into what Azealia Banks said. Okay, so here's... Hold on. So she says, yeah, I think I'm done here. This pandemic, extreme lack of social interaction, no intimacy, combined with constant public ridicule, is making life harder than it's worth. I think I will end my tenure here on Earth. I will try my best to finish the projects I promised. I would beforehand. With whatever strength is left. My soul is tired, and I'm ready to go. Then she said, I didn't go through all these slides. I only could do so much. So I'll give you what I got. I think she said voluntary euthanasia options. Now, if I said that right, I'm assuming that that's voluntary suicide, where they, you know, they stick the needle in you and, you know, put you to sleep forever. Let's continue listening. She's ready to go. I'm ready to go right now. Yes. Right. Wow. Okay. So we've heard enough of that. Now, Azalea Banks has since came online and said, ignore her like we've ignored her music. Now, I'll let you know what I feel about this situation. I think this is a situation where Azalea Banks is frustrated. She's in that midway point to where, you know what I mean? She's successful enough not to be considered a regular person like you and I, but then she's not successful enough to really have some power and leeway, right? In industry. And I also feel like, you know, she's popular enough to be not normal like you and I, but she's also popular enough, or she's not popular enough to be like, for her words not to stick and hinder her from being successful. So I feel like she's in that middle point to where, you know what, girl, you're not a regular person. You're not quite a star, right? You're kind of stuck in between, but girl, you still have a lot. Your words still reach people. And so Azalea Banks is one of those people who have literally burned almost every possible bridge that she can in the industry. I mean, she goes in on everyone. I'm not really sure if she has any allies. So I feel like she's in this place right now where she's frustrated because she does not know where her career is going and if she'll ever be able to have that music career that she was supposed to have or she thought she had. And if I'm listening to her, it sounds like she's made some bad deals. It sounds like some people have gotten over on her. It sounds like some promises that were made to her that didn't actually happen. So she's in a place where she feels like her career is not kicking off. She doesn't really know what to do with herself. And she realizes, well, damn, I am Azalea Banks. But damn, I'm Azalea Banks, the infamous Azalea Banks, who drags everybody, and nobody's still buying my music. You know what I mean? Like, she's not a regular person, but she's still not that girl. And so it's like, but you burned all these bridges as if you didn't need allies, friends, or people. And so now you're left in an apartment in the middle of the pandemic somewhere in New York City, losing your mind. I feel bad for her. I absolutely do. I think this is really unfortunate. I hope Azalea Banks does not end her life. I don't think anybody should end their life. I think that life is a valuable thing. It's a precious thing, and it's a short thing. So I think this, if you ever get to a place, if you feel like you want to end your life, just remember, everyone's going to die anyway. So that should scare you enough or comfort you enough to know that everything is not forever. So don't prematurely take your life, girl, because I mean, if you live long enough, you'll definitely die soon. Okay. So, you know, that's just what it is. Now, she's been saying, don't act as if you care about me now, because I've been talking like this and I've been screaming out for help forever. You know what I'm saying? And no one cares. She's been screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming. And we're going to double back to this later on when I get to the Cardi B and the other issues with the black women and empowerment and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, it's going to get a, it's going to be there. Oh, yeah, this might be one of those lives, child. Whatever. So anyway, we're going to get to all that later. But So she shaved her head. And so shaving of the head is a clear indication of a mental breakdown. And so I just want to put in perspective, Tamar did it. And we found out that Tamar, you know, tried to kill herself in the Beverly Hilton. And then we said Tiffany Haddish. But everybody thinks that Tiffany Haddish is doing fine. But I want you to take a look, okay? Now, you've got two out of the three black women who have shaved their head. Now, they have literally shaved their heads. Two out of the three have almost tried to commit suicide. Y'all still trying to tell me that Tiffany Haddish is all together in her mind and she just did this for the hell of it, for kicks and giggles? Y'all still trying to tell me that Tiffany Haddish ain't having a moment? Y'all still trying to tell me that Tiffany Haddish ain't high? I know you lying, and I know you lying. Something is wrong with Tiffany Haddish, too. And I know you lying. If you don't think something is wrong with Tiffany Haddish, you better ask somebody. You better check on Tiffany. You check on Tamar and call Azalea. The woman has shaved her head. She shaved her head. And something ain't right. Yeah. Okay. Hallelujah. Something ain't right with Tiffany Haddish either. Okay? Y'all go quit playing with me. Okay? Okay, we don't need to pull no cards on that. We got the Spirit of the Lord. He's telling me that something ain't right with Tiffany Haddish either. That something ain't right. Okay? Let the church say yeah! Woo! Something ain't right with Tiffany Haddish either. Okay. No, but seriously. Oh, God. Okay. Stop playing. But yeah, we're gonna add some more. We're gonna get some stuff. We gotta get some soundboard stuff when we start going to church. Yes. Okay, let me see. Let me block her. Get this, because she's trying to do too much. Let's make sure anybody that's posting ignorant stuff in the chat, my moderators can see who. Block her. Hey, I don't think I can twerk in these, not to this. Hallelujah for the $101 super chat. Hold on, this is my workout. We got to do a light twerk, and we got to move on because we got a whole show to cover. But hold on, I don't even know. These ain't really, well, these is kind of workout. I don't know if I could do these. I might get in trouble for these. These is the workout. Okay. Y'all got a piece of the workout. Okay. I can't really do too much of that. Okay. I can only do a little bit. I got to keep it very light with these.
Ha 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 ha.
Okay. I gotta keep it light. I gotta keep it light. 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 We gotta keep it light. We gotta keep it light. We gotta keep it light. Okay. Let's keep it light. All right. Let's get into some things. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they are canceling ASAP Ferg right now. We're going to get into that because I didn't even put that on the list. The next person we are going to talk about is I'm feeling, let's just go into the CeeLo Green piece. Let's just go into the CeeLo piece. CeeLo Green has basically, came for Nicki Minaj. You know, and here's the thing. Nicki Minaj honestly could just be sitting at home doing nothing if people will lay her out. You know what I mean? That I feel so bad for her for that because she definitely is content. You know what I mean? She is definitely that girl. Because Nicki Minaj is sitting at home minding her own business and really somehow she gets drugged for being, you know, a bad influence to hip hop, and CeeLo Green calls her desperate. Basically says she does desperate moves. She could be more effective, but she just presents in a negative way, very desperate, like thirstfully, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like very tasteless. There's no imagination to it. It's not a cleverness to it. You know, he basically said that, you know, female rap, like there was a time where in music things weren't so blatant. Like you could use symbolism and wording to speak on certain issues or talk about certain things in a sexual way. But nowadays, people like Nicki Minaj just put it out there and just talk nasty and raunchy. And then said Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion just follow behind her because they want to be up next. They want to copy her. And so they just copy whatever Nicki Minaj does. And, you know, and there's going to be a cost and a price to pay. And my thing is this, CeeLo. Now, I think that is the most misogynistic thing I've ever heard because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel as though a woman should be able to take ownership of her WAP. WAP is going to go number one. I just want to throw that out there. I feel like WAP is because this song has gotten so many wheels. But anyway, we'll get into that. And now a WAP is a thing. Your WAP, like, that was brilliant. Everybody is talking about their WAP now, right? So here's the thing. So now CeeLo is mad because women are taking the power of their the pee bag, the pussy power. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you let them have their way. Let them do their thing. Like, I don't understand when a woman talks like that or a woman talks like that about herself or whatever. It's a problem. But men can talk like this all day long. They say so many derogatory things about women. They say so many derogatory things that they'll do to women. And, you know, but when a woman basically takes their power back and says, nigga, get on your knees and take this and you know this is just good and blah, 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 and talking and shit, it's a problem? Absolutely not. I don't feel like it's a problem at all. If men can talk about women in that way, then women should be able to say the same thing. So CeeLo Green, you sit your fat, big neck, big back, greasy head ass down. We are not here for CeeLo Green. If you want to talk your shit, women, talk your shit. Tell them niggas that you got a fat, whack, whop, whatever it is, and be proud of it. It is what it is. Like, take your power back. Screw these niggas that feel some type of way. Girl, pay it. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. To try to throw it on Nicki Minaj. Girl, please. As if there wasn't a Little Kim before her or Foxy Brown or Trina or Jackie O. You had all these girls that was really, really nasty in the 90s. What are you talking about, CeeLo? Shut up, stupid. What you trying to sell? What you trying to sell? Last week, check, you was canceled because you had some allegations going on. You even had the tarnished tooth neck in my back. That's still a hit. That is some white Jewish man is getting paid for. You know what I'm saying? So, CeeLo, you stop that. Oh, y'all didn't know that Kai didn't own that? Kai don't own my neck, my back. She sold that for $50,000, child. She every time that song, that record get played, somebody else is making money off that. She don't get paid. That's why she's so mad. She don't get paid off of my neck, my back. You didn't know that? Ooh. Sorry. Well, now you know. If you didn't know, now you know. All right. In that order. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So, CeeLo, we're not here for you. We're tired of you. Speaking of Nicki Minaj, I'm not sure what's going on with Nicki Minaj, but Nicki Minaj has been trolled. I mean, so the Barbs are on a rampage in a riot. They've been creating radio stations. The Barbs are trying to get ASAP Ferg's song, Move Your Hips, trending because Cardi B's WAP has got so much promotion. And quite frankly, I think it's going to go number one. I'll be shocked and surprised if it doesn't go number one because it's so much controversy around this record. There's so much talk around this record. It's just such a big deal. I feel like WAP is going to go number one. There's just so much behind it, and the Barbs are really doing overtime. Now, I don't know why they're canceling ASAP Ferb. I just seen it right before I was getting on air, but that's trending right now. And what's also trending is the fact that Nicki Minaj has shut off her comments on her Instagram page. So she has limited the people who can comment. So the only people that can comment on her Instagram page are like verified users and like people that she follows, stuff like that. But like the general public cannot follow her. I mean, cannot comment on her Instagram. So I feel like she has been getting trolled all day on her IG with Cardi B news, ASAP Ferg news, CeeLo Green news, and Nicki Minaj is like, yo, I'm tired of these notifications. I don't know why that she would have to turn her comments off. Just turn the notifications off on Instagram. Or maybe she like, I don't want to turn my notifications off. I just don't want to see all these comments. Because she's still on social media. She's sitting at home pregnant. So what do you do? Be on social media. These people are people too. So don't think that these celebrities don't see what's going on. Megan Thee Stallion told you that they see everything that's going on. They just know what their response, how much a response means. So they just don't respond. But let me tell you something. Everybody sees everything with their name attached to it. Let's be very clear. So just like these celebrities see everything. Nicki Minaj, she's probably watching now. You know what I'm saying? They know what's going on with everybody and everything. Don't get it twisted. I'm not really sure why she disabled her comments, but she did. She limited the comments. So I'm not really sure what's going on with that. But that has happened. All right. So next, I want to talk about Safari's big ass dick. Okay, big ass. Safari's big ass. Okay. So Safari's clout chasing ass came out with a record called BAD, standing for big ass. And absolutely, Safari does have a big ass. And we've all seen his big ass. And I actually have a video of his big ass. And I can't play it here. But we've all seen some big, black, veiny, okay? And I think that was what saved Safari's career because he's always been a cornball, but it's something about that big ass that I keep you. You know, Safari, I've said this before. Safari is the type of nigga that you would go and suck that, let that, you know, you'd ride that, but then you wouldn't want nobody to know because it's kind of like, you fuck Safari? What a cornball. You know what I mean? But like secretly, you'd be like, bitch, he got a big ass. You know what I mean? Or he got a big black. But you don't want nobody to really know publicly that you let Safari hit. Because he do dumb shit like this. You know what I'm saying? That's why Nicki was with him, but she wasn't claiming him, remember? But he was hitting, he was Nicki down, okay? But she was talking about he was her orphan child from over the seas. But she was getting that big black anaconda, okay? Now Erica Mena got it all up in her back. But, Safari is just clout chasing, jumping on whatever he can, getting monetized, and throwing a dig at Nicki and helping push Cardi B. He's trending right now all over Twitter, for the record. Some people are not here for it. They're like, Safari, let the women have their thing. Why are you jumping in it with your big head? Now, but some of these men probably have medium to small dicks, so they probably feel some type of way that Safari is bragging about his big head. Now, I will say this, though. It's unfortunate that Safari's only at 36, 37, 38 years old. The only thing that, you know, you can talk about in your music is your big at and being Jamaican. That's it. That's Safari's whole thing is a bumba clock, blah, 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 and his. I'm just saying. Okay. So, I don't know. The people are not here for the song. I'm here for it, but, I mean, it's Safari, Cornball, and him and Erica Mena. I mean, the checks must not be clearing because they're not allowed to do the OnlyFans. I think Erica Mena was just on a rampage going off on Twitter at VH1 saying, because VH1, I guess, was saying that they cannot make money outside of the show because they're in contract and Erica Mena feels some type of way because they're in the middle of a pandemic and they can't get paid. So, Safari said, let me go ahead and break the internet with my, when in doubt, pull out my, and that makes him millions. So shout out to Safari, your big black veiny. How many of you women in the chat would suck Safari? Let me see. If you would suck, or you men too, if you suck Safari's big ass, drop an eggplant in the chat. If you let Safari hit with his big ass, drop an eggplant in the chat. Well, there's some women saying she let it hit. There's a couple on Facebook that said they'll suck it. Well, we just get into some things. Well, okay. All right. Okay. So now this is where it gets a little serious. Okay. Now, let's just go there. Black women are upset. Because Kylie Jenner is in the music video, the WAPs music video. Now, there's a petition. I haven't read it. I haven't looked. Last time I checked, it was like 30,000 some signatures. It might be more than that now. To remove Kylie Jenner from the WAPs music video. And I'm here to tell you that that's not going to happen. Now, if you know me, and you watch this show, you will remember. See, y'all be trying to play with my psychic ability and my predictions. I'm really getting to this prediction game. You will remember when I told you that Kylie Jenner is going to have everybody talking. And here we are. 3-4 days after the video. And we're still talking about. And Kylie Jenner did nothing but walk through looking sickening. And here we are, a whole petition going viral. And everybody is talking about her. Now, there was this woman by the name of Danielle Young. I guess she's a social media commentator like the rest of us, but her stuff went a little viral. She says, Normani did all of this, and Kylie walked down the hall and opened a door. if that's not a perfect visual indication of black women having to do the most and white women to be the bare minimum to get somewhere, I don't know what is.
Mm.
So I'm just going to talk like I always, like I know how to talk. And, you know, sometimes I eat my words. This is live. So I'm just going to do me. And, you know, whoever feels some type of way, this is part of the damn show. I don't know. First of all, I agree. You know, if you look into it in that way, you know, that's definitely a message. That's definitely a message. Definitely some truth to it, you know, if you're looking from that lens. But I guess at my point is, it's like, at what point do we have these black activists or these black women activists that are like not pushing these narratives of black women being oppressed? You know what I'm saying? Like, we get it. You're oppressed. Their struggle. But do we need to keep pushing the oppression? Do we need to keep triggering? Should we continue, you know, pandering to those emotions for a reaction? Like, I just don't know. Like, I just feel like while it could be some truth to that, it's just like, at the same time, did you dig for that? Like, did you know that was going to get you to go viral? Like, did you feel like that? Like, it's just like, I feel like there's that conversation of the conversation of oppressions are such triggering and hot button topics. And depending on what demographic, because it can be with trans women, black women, gay men, whatever. There's certain groups of people that feed off of that, right? And they use that as an excuse not to progress in life. So you have like trans women, and you get a big popular trans activist to talk about how oppressed trans women are. Then you put this mindset on them, like, that's why they can't be this, that's why they can't do it. So it's almost like crippling the mind. You know what I mean? So then for you have activists or leaders or commentators like this that are always pushing this black women oppression narrative. Is that really helping? In my mind, is that really helping? To me, it does not help. But to me, that kind of panders to a certain mindset, in my opinion. So, I feel like, you know what I mean? I feel like that, I don't know. Like, I just feel like that panders to a certain mindset. And it's just like, girl, like, I don't know if it was that serious. But if you looked at it that way, it could definitely be perceived that way. However, I would have never taken it that way, but I'm not a black woman, so I can't speak. But as a person that is consuming entertainment, first of all, there's a lot of sides of the coin. First of all, a lot of people don't want to consider Cardi B black when she says she's black. So why does she need to necessarily cater to the black whatever? Because when Cardi B says she's black, a lot of us don't think that she's black. I personally still don't really think that she's black. I didn't think that Dominican and stuff was black until I went to New York last year. And then now I think that they're black. So there's that piece. And then there's the piece of Normani was dancing. If you really want my honest opinion, Normani nor Kylie Jenner really needed to be in the video because neither one of them are rappers. So that was a waste of space. However, the only other person, I think there's such a disdain for the Kardashians because, yes, they do a lot of cultural appropriation, and they are culture vultures. However, I don't think your problem is with the Kardashian. Again, this all boils down to niggas and that big black. And once I think a lot of the women realize that these Kardashians or these white women or these Indian women or these Peruvian women or these exotic women, they're just taking what's coming to them. So the conversation really needs to be with the men. Now, I get it. I get it. But I feel like from a business standpoint, I'm going to just be honest with you. While it would have been phenomenal to have Normani walk through my music video like that, I'm sure she would have looked amazing. But we wouldn't have been talking about Normani's walkthrough 4 days later. We're talking about Kylie Jenner's walkthrough 4 days later. That's the kind of conversation I need during my comeback music video. Of course I'm going to put Kylie Jenner in the video. They're trying to get a number one. You know, first of all, they got Normani in the video. That's controversy. That's Nicki's girlfriend. Even if it's not shade to Nicki, people are going to think it's shade. And they're going to be looking for Normani's dancer. She goes viral for her dance move. Normani is a whole ass mood. Kylie Jenner is a Kardashian. That's controversy in itself. Then you got Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B on a remake and a whole music video with a whole rollout. If you don't understand that this is to make sure that Cardi B has a number one record, then you're crazy. This has nothing to do with, you know, black or white. This is, nigga, we need to make sure that this next record goes number one. So we're pulling out all the stops. Everybody with a platform right now, we need conversation happening. We need everything. We're pulling out the big guns. We need this shit to trend in every aspect. This record cannot flop. Cardi B has not put out a record in over 9 months. This record cannot flop. So I don't give a damn if I have to put Kylie in the video, Jordan Woods in the video, anybody that they think is Nicki Minaj's friends, we want them. Shit. We want the people talking. Y'all be thinking so deep. They trying to make sure this woman get a hit. What you talking about? The only other person that could have did that walkthrough, honestly, if you don't want to make it a Kardashian, the only person that could have did that walkthrough and had the impact of a Kylie Jenner would have to be Beyonce or Nicki Minaj herself. That's it. Who else? Other than Kim K or Kylie was that girl. She's that girl. She's that girl. She is conversation. She, unfortunately, people don't like it, but Kylie Jenner does it. She's like Kim. She don't have to say anything. They don't say anything. Normani is Beyonce. Kylie is Kim. That's probably a lot of the reason why Beyonce don't like Kim, because she like, girl, I'll be over here dancing and performing and jumping and flipping. And you just walk in the room and they be thinking that me and you are the hottest girls in pop culture. Beyonce be looking at her like, girl, you are not on my level. But Kim K and Beyonce are the two queens of pop culture, if you ask me. Oh, Rihanna. But we're not even talking about Rihanna because Rihanna is like so out the... Rihanna is fashion. Rihanna's cool, but Rihanna's fashion moment comes through the Met Gala every year. But Rihanna, that's a different story. I feel like Kylie Jenner, like controversial. We know Rihanna's gonna slay, so that's not even a thing. But that would have been hot too. Rihanna could have definitely done so because I would have been talking about that too. But it wouldn't have been. Everybody would have loved it, right? With Kylie or Beyonce or even Nicki, it would have been a controversial conversation. It would have been like Rihanna's. Everybody just would have been like, yes, Rihanna. You wouldn't have stirred a lot of different emotion with that. Everybody, that just would have made everybody be like, girl, are you coming with an album? But Beyonce, it would have been very much, ooh, did she pick a side? Is she doing a record with Cardi next? Nicki, then that, you know what that would have gave. Kylie is now it's, they, you know, it's the cultural appropriation. Everybody feels some type of way. And this, that, and the third. I just feel like Normani, she could have walked through, but we wouldn't be talking about it. However, if the roles were reversed and Normani walked through and Kylie was over there dancing, we still would have been talking about Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner is the bigger star. She's bigger than Normani. However, we're talking about Normani as well. Normani is great. She's a dancer. They got Normani for what she's good at. Normani, first of all, in her music is not consistent enough. So we cannot just be voting for people because they're black. They're going to have to be consistent. While Normani is fabulous, she's fine as hell, she's a dope artist, and I want her to win, she just does not have enough follow-through. Period. Normani can get you hyped for a season, and then she just disappears until you see her again 6 to 7 to 8 to 9 months or a year later. Okay, let me read some. Oh, hey, Candace. Hey, what's going on, girl? I agree, Amon. She's being dramatic. I feel like you choose to see it that negative way. Kylie walked because she is a sex symbol mainly, whereas Normani danced because she is super talented. That simple. Just like I said, Normani is Beyonce. If Beyonce would have just walked through, that it would have been everything because Beyonce is going to bust through. However, I want to see Beyonce dance because Beyonce is a performer. You know, Beyonce is that overall girl, you know, and Normani embodies that. She's sexy. She's talented. Kylie Jenner is that type of walkthrough kind of girl. Unfortunately, you know, Kim K used to get $50,000 for a walkthrough. That's their brand. They're walkthrough girls. You cannot be that like girl. Everybody is not a walkthrough girl. The Kardashians are walkthrough girls. It just is what it is. They're walkthrough girls. Black China's a walkthrough girl on another level, but she's a walkthrough girl. There are some black, Drea is a walkthrough girl. Amber Rose used to be a walkthrough girl. But there's so many of the Kardashians, and there's so much hate for the Kardashians by people of color. There's so much disdain for them that keeps them going because they welcome that. All this talk around Kylie and then with Kanye and Kim going, this is money in the bank and FOMO seasons of the Kardashians. So if my thing is this, if you don't like something, especially a brand like the Kardashians who monetize off of controversy, stop talking about them. Stop feeling the way. Ignore it. You don't think that they knew that people were going to talk about the fact that Kylie was in the video and Jordan wasn't when she was supposed to be cool with Megan Thee Stallion? Yeah, Jordan could have been in the video, but it wouldn't have hit the same. Jordan already had her moment. We know Jordan's a bad chick. Jordan has her moments every other month. Jordan was just on IG Live with her booty out. Okay, we get it. Jordan, you here. But that's not going to help Cardi get that number one because it's not going to derive enough conversation for all these people to watch it. And on top of that, Kylie Jenner has over hundreds of millions of followers. And guess what Kylie Jenner did? She promoted the video. You got to think about who benefits you. Yeah, that's fine. Normani could do all that. Normani probably what? How many followers Normani got? 5 million? 10 million? I don't know. But that ain't shit compared to 180 million, whatever Kylie got. I need that promoted on your page, Kylie Jenner. So how can I get this promotion on your page? Well, put you in a video? Absolutely. Let's go. You guys got it's not that deep. They're trying to make sure that Cardi's record sticks. Oh, they said Kylie Jenner got 300 million. Well, that's even more. Let me see. I haven't checked her followers in a while. Let me see. She got 189 million. Girl, girl, please. I want that posted on my, I want that, my video posted on her page. Please. I want that posted on her page. I definitely do. And I want everybody to watch it. So that's just what that is. Somebody said, yes, this is chess, not checkers. And you cannot check the checker. But I feel like this Danielle, like there's certain black women or in these black activists, they do a lot of gaslighting. To me, this is gaslighting. This is gaslighting a narrative. And it's triggering, and especially it's gaslighting and triggering to dark-skinned women. They always try to – that's what I just challenge my dark-skinned women. Do not let these people gaslight you or continue to get you riled up. You're beautiful. You've already realized you're beautiful. People do not look at dark skin as nasty all the time. People are over that. Dark skin is not ugly. Stop letting these people gaslight you for their own benefit, especially these people online. A lot of these people do shit because it makes them money, and they pander to your insecurities because it helps them go viral and it gives them clicks and views and reshares. Stop letting them gaslight y'all. I'm telling you. They always trying to make it seem like dark-skinned people have it so hard. Listen, but I don't want to live in that space. I don't need to hear how hard. Like, I'm living fine. I'm good. I'm going to make it. I'm going to be successful. I don't give a damn. Like, ain't nobody got it better than me. I don't even walk with my head held like a bitch got something over me all the time. I'm not even. I don't even want to hear that no more. I don't live in that space. So y'all can have that, but I'm not finna live in that. So, and my thing is this, I find it very, very funny that everybody is so triggered with Kylie Jenner and this and the third, but where were these same black women with the not so viral story when it came to Azalea Banks? Where was the outpouring of love and support and our sister, Black Power, for Azalea Banks? It was very quiet on the internet. Very quiet. But Cardi B does something that's viral, it's content, it's monetizable content. But these girls are not, you gotta really, like, where was everybody for Azalea? Very quiet. That's all I'm saying. Don't let these people gaslight y'all. Because these people be having their own agendas. Somebody said, no, it wasn't people supported Azalea. Let's be very clear. Cardi B's video came out before Azalea, and we're still talking about Cardi B in this video and Kylie Jenner. Azalea Banks was just yesterday, the day before. They supported her and they moved on. Get out of here with that bullshit. Okay, so that's just my opinion. We all have one. And I'm sure somebody will be triggered by it. Feel some type of way, be upset. The call-in number is open. It's 563-999-3658. Let's get into some things. We have over 2,000 people in the chat. Yes, God. I'm here for it.
Hello?
Hold on.
Oh.
Child just be mixing shit up. I just want to get that out. All right. Let's take some calls. 216-5, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's
great
going on?
Show tonight. Shout
Thank
out to
you.
The chat. I appreciate what you are speaking on when it comes to Azalea Banks.
Okay.
I always kept a close eye on her because I think certain people could feel something coming. I've shaved my head before. It was just to get a fresh start, you know, with the hair growth and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But you're hitting on something, and you're very smart when it comes down to Tiffany Haddish. something doesn't look right with that woman. And, you know, they're trying to sell her in common, but it doesn't look, I don't know, you tell me, it doesn't look like, it looks forced and it doesn't look authentic. And she's just, you know, she shaved her head. Okay, no big deal. But in some cases, it can be indeed a red flag. And she's coming off so strange, even a look on her face is almost just like Azealia Banks, the same type of look. And I take that thing kind of serious, you know, definitely very serious, because Azealia, you definitely described it very accurately. Like, she's not a regular person, but she's not where she really wants to be, you know, and she's burnt so many bridges. And I think I think she has received a lot of rejection in the Hollywood world, and it's hard for her to process. She couldn't grasp it. She just lashed out with the anger and the roasting and the reading everybody. But she doesn't understand that type of world that she desperately wants to be in. And so I think she should just ride out with what she already has. I don't know if that sounds bad, but she's in a lot of, you know, a position that's better than dudes that's trying to sell their mixtapes. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, he ain't trying to sell that mixtape for $5 just to get somebody. She has her following, but I'm not sure if that's good enough. I love what you said in regards to, you know, the Jenners and the Kardashians, should I say. They know how to – everybody knows how to get black women going, and it's marketing.
Yes.
It's whenever black women
because
are upset,
black women
people
are
making
consumers.
Money.
They're supporters. Yes, they're making money off of gaslighting you.
Yeah, and even when you're angry, you're promoting, you're talking about it, you're drawing attention to it, and you know they're trolling you and making money while doing it.
Yeah.
So I hope black women. Cardi, I don't know who her team is, but she's on point. She knows, that's just go ahead and get Kylie in there. And it worked, and people are talking, and oh, my goodness, it worked beautifully. So it's like, come on, stop allowing yourselves to be used. I love that you pulled it back to and went back to Azealia. Y'all worrying about Kylie being in the video doing a walkthrough, but here's this black chocolate girl right here having a meltdown before everyone's very eyes. Shaving a head, looking a little off, and there's
and that's
no concern
not a, that's
there.
Not the top trending story of the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was trending for that one day, but here we are still. We're giving power still to Kylie Jenner. We've been giving it to her since we've seen her. We briefly talked about Azealia, but we moved on. It's just like, that's BS to me. That's why I'm like, girl, this is all phony. Fake outrage.
Yeah, I don't think that, it's fake outrage. And you pointed out, indeed, the hypocrisy. You want people to be concerned about you and put you in the spotlight, but here's a young lady that is basically, God knows what she's going through psychologically, and no one's paying attention to that. But I always kept my eye on Azealia. I always liked her. I just think she was just really misunderstood, and she went through different phases, like, I don't give a damn, you know, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would melt down. Numerous times she's had meltdowns right before. When she said what she said about Dave Chappelle. Look at that video again. Look how off she looked in that video. I said, something's not right with this girl. I knew it for a while. I said, something is off. And it may, and just the pressure and trying to get someplace, trying to go. But I thank you so much for having this show. I love it. I love your commentary. You hit every point and you bring it all together. I love it.
Thank you.
I love
thank
it.
You so much, Boo.
So thank
I love you,
you so
for
much,
watching.
Babe.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Day. Okay, let's pull a couple of cards for Azealia Banks. What does she need to do? Is she okay? Oh. Okay, listen, that's too many. We're not gonna let's pull a couple cards for Azealia Banks. I can't tell you what a person's going to croak, and even if I could, I wouldn't put that out there on the internet. Let's see. Boom. Azealia Banks. Oh. Whoa. The Empress, the God of Cups, and the Tower. She is just done. Like, she's done. Like, she's feeling like she's going through a moment where she's realizing the bridges that she's burned. I think with this, she's realizing that with her dream, her passion, her career, her baby, right? She's tainted that. She's tarnished that. With this King of Cups, like she hasn't been the most emotionally stable, right? She's kind of been all over the place throughout the years, and unfortunately, it's created this tower moment for her and her baby, right? And her career, or the thing that she loves, and it's just kind of falling apart before her eyes. She's coming to a realization that, you know what, she messed up. She burnt some bridges. And so she's having to deal with that moment. Yeah, see, with the Five of Cups, she's feeling emotionally drained, empty. She wants to walk away from everything, but girl, you can't. You got to stay in that. You have to sit in that and deal with that. That's how I feel about the situation. Like, girl, ooh. The drama. She wants to leave the drama alone. She regrets all the BS. She wants to start over. She's worried about her coins and her career. She's like, girl, I feel bad. I just brought so much drama to my career. And she feels bad for the shit she's done, but she can't go back because she is the infamous Azealia Banks. But girl, you just have to live in that, girl, and just rebrand. But nobody, understand that nobody owes you. The thing with her is she's going to have to realize that she can apologize, but no one owes her to accept her apology. So there might be some people that just be like, I still don't mess with you, but you need to come to truth with that, come to peace with that, and understand that, listen, you did burn those bridges. Now we got to move on. You know, she's young. She'll make it through. She'll be all right. All right. Let's take some more calls. Somebody said, oh, they removed it. I was going to read that comment. 9693, you're live on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
I am calling all the way from Louisiana. I'm a huge fan of your show.
Shout out to you from Louisiana. Uh-huh.
I love your show. I stay tuned in. And like the lady said earlier, you hit everything on the nail, like literally.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous, so bear with me. I love the WAP song. I'm a huge fan of Cardi B, Megan. I'm a huge fan of all the rap girls. I love Nicki the most. Of course, she's queen to me. It's
right.
A sad thing. But if you remember way back then, Megan had an interview and she stated that if she had the opportunity, she would bring Cardi and Nicki together. And I feel like she completely missed it. Like, I feel like this would have been perfect for Nicki, Cardi, and Megan, like, to just clear up everything and bring real unity to female rap, per se. But she didn't do it, so I really was lost, like, okay, well, maybe she just was trying to, like, okay, this, you know, and this is another opportunity for me, so I'm just going to take it and not even, you know, to hear with Nicki Minaj. But
well, this wasn't Megan Thee Stallion's video, though, and they Cardi B called Meg. So you can't call somebody else. You can't include somebody else on something. That's like me saying I'm gonna come pick you up to go somewhere, and you telling me that you gonna bring somebody else and telling me I need to go pick somebody else up. You can't tell me who to put in my car and bring to my house. I'm bringing
That's
you.
That's true. But
you
I
can suggest
like
it. But how do we know that she didn't suggest it? She could have.
We don't.
But
know.
You know, we don't know that. So that's not fair to put that on Meg.
I was just saying though, you know, that was just like a little insider, but I just feel like it would have made the video so much more. Like,
yeah.
Regardless of what's really going on behind the scenes with the female industry in the rap, you know, in the rap game, I just think that, like, probably putting Nicki in that just would have solidified it. But everything, like,
yeah,
just dominated female rap over males, you know, like, probably even the playing fields, if you ask me, per se. But
yeah,
I love the song.
I
love the choreography. I believe that they should do that way more with females. Like, I love twerking and all that, but they definitely should add more choreography to female rapping. Like, you know. But that was
yes. Well,
opinion.
Thanks, Boo. Thank you for your insight.
I love your
Thank you for calling, and thanks for being a supporter. I appreciate you. All right, you have a beautiful night. All right, boom. Let's take another caller. 9203. You live on the air. What's popping? Talk to me. Hello? Okay, not ready. Okay, 6625, you are live on the air. And then 2622, you'll be next.
Good evening, Armand. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm kind of all the way from Atlanta, Georgia.
Shout out to Atlanta.
So whatnot. So I wanted to call and speak on behalf of Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion WAP video. I enjoyed the song. I enjoyed the video. In relation to Kylie Jenner, I didn't see nothing wrong with it because at the end of the day, us as people have to remember that what they're doing is a job. People have to remember Cardi B is a rapper. That is her job. Megan Thee Stallion is, you know, is a rapper. That is her job. Kylie, like you said, Kylie Jenner is a walk-through girl. She gets paid to walk through. Either way it goes, these are people's jobs. We can't take this too serious. Then at the end of the day, considering with everything that's going on, it was a huge controversial moment because people are still talking about it. But at the same time, I'm just like, y'all are still giving them reviews, comments, giving them your money and everything. So either way it goes as a whole, we're still supporting them. I don't see no point in pulling women down. Yes, the Jenners and the Kardashians, they got their own issues. It is what it is. We see their lives in the limelight on a day-to-day basis, so we cannot pretend that we don't know who they are. But at the end of the day, it's a business move. That was Cardi B's idea. It wasn't Megan Thee Stallion's idea. They was doing what they had to do in order to make that money and keep shit pushing. Black women just need to get out their feelings, because I'm a black girl myself. I love myself. I'm not ashamed of who I am or anything like that. It is what it is. You know, it's a lot of people that they could have put into that video. But like you said earlier, it really is a business move based off of who's coming in and who could bring us the most views, the most money, you know, the most profit, the most gain.
Right.
So I had no issue with Kylie Jenner in the video. I thought the girl was sickening, all of them.
She was
sickening out the video. It was a fun video. It's a hot girl summer
video.
What
do you feel about the woman? Let me ask you this. How do you feel about the woman saying what she said? Normani did all of this, and Kylie walked down the hall and opened the door. If that's not a perfect visual indication of black women having to do the most and white women do the bare minimum to get somewhere, I don't know what is. What do you, I feel like that is gaslighting like a mug. What do you think, though?
Well, for me and my personal experience, because I know when I will go out and try to get jobs, I will always compare myself to a white woman. And then at the time when I was in a relationship with my ex, he would always tell me, stop comparing yourself to these women, because at the end of the day, you may have more talents than what they can carry. At the end of the day, all we know Kylie Jenner to do is just a walkthrough versus Normani. She has worked her way to the top. You know, she has a lot more to gain considering she's strong. She's very beautiful. She's confident. She's inspiring other young girls in the world to keep going through it. And then not just that, you also have to remember that Normani isn't out here exposing herself, considering that they look at black women as to us always exposing ourselves. Normani was just up there dancing, doing her thing with clothes on, letting other beautiful black girls know, hey, I got an opportunity just like Kylie Jenner did. And then if you think about it, Normani had slightly more camera time than Kylie Jenner did.
And Kylie Jenner.
Think about it.
Yes, she did, and she closed it. So thank you, caller.
And she closed it with a split. With a split, honey.
Thank you, bro.
And then.
Thanks for watching.
You know,
Thanks for calling, love. Yes. Yes, she was right. We got to keep it going. Keep the show going. Listen, if you guys haven't done so, this is a great time right now for you guys to look back and subscribe. Okay, we need you guys to go ahead and hit that subscribe button if you're enjoying the show. Okay, hit the subscribe button if you have not joined the family. Okay, don't be stingy. It is free to subscribe. And if you're on Facebook, consider moving over to YouTube and following us where the real party is at. All right. Yes, we are on our road to 100,000. We have 85,000 subscribers. We are 85.5. So we're on our way, you guys. So let's get to that 100K. Let's do it expeditiously so I can be done. No, I'm not going to be done. I'm just saying. But let's go ahead and get there. Let's take. Let's take another call. Okay, here's my girl. Let's see. Let's get another call. Thank you for the super chat. Yes, you can always super chat to the front. Let me see how long we've been on here. Okay, let me see how long we've been on here. Oh, you know, damn, an hour goes by so fast. But I know y'all can hang because y'all watched that four-hour live with me doing a GLTS Madison interview, and that got over 100,000 views. Talk about a legendary show. All right, let's take a call. 4205, you're live on the air.
Hey, boo.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good, and it was indeed a legendary show, honey.
Yes, it was. So I know you got an opinion on this.
Yes. So, first of all, you know that I'm not the biggest Cardi B fan and stuff like that, but I really like the song a lot.
Okay.
I really like the visuals. I love the song. I thought it was very girl power, and I usually don't like a whole lot of rap outside of Nicki Minaj, but the track makes me feel sexy. It feels very girl turn up time. So I really appreciated the track, and I thought it was good. I thought it was a good promotion. You know, I usually don't jump on the songs until late, but the way they marketed it, the hollow around Kylie Jenner and everything, it was genius. It was pure genius for her to come back in that way. So I thought she did an amazing job with it. As far as the post of the girl that had, you know, something to say about the whole Normani Kylie Jenner thing, stuff like that frustrates me because it's a time and a place for everything. And when we're talking about struggles of black women and what black women have to go through, sometimes we insert the rhetoric in the wrong spaces and it's not taken seriously. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like right then and there just wasn't the time. It's a music video. We fight other battles than Kylie Jenner walking through a music video. You know, and it made perfect sense. Kylie Jenner, video vixen, you know, got to look for it, everything. Normani, talented singer, dancer. That's what she do. You know, Cardi B put them on the platform doing what they do. What is the problem? You know, I just hate all the ruckus and all the extra stuff when it ain't always about us.
Right. Or about, I just feel like that's very, I feel like the only stuff like that happens when it comes to a dark-skinned woman because I feel like they be trying to gaslight brown girls. Like to be, to live in this space of frustration or always feeling like they have to compete or they're always oppressed. Like, I don't know. Like, my thing is this, I don't want to be taught that I'm always oppressed. Like, don't, you don't have to keep beating. Like, I'm not oppressed.
And I remember a girl you had on your show, and we were discussing the whole 50 Cent thing, and she said it best. Black women is sitting in a basement, twiddling their thumbs, waiting on you to love them or accept them. And when messages like that get sent out, it makes people think that that's what we're doing, and we're not.
Yes.
You know, we already know that we bomb. We already know who we are. We don't need the masses to love us, you know. And it very much so is gaslighting because a lot of people already see us as the weakest link. So a lot of them that know that and probably are of that same opinion put stuff out there like that so that they can feed the others that's of that opinion, you know, and it truly is gaslighting, you know, and it's just so frustrating because I didn't think like that at all, you know, so it's crazy. Yeah, it is. It's just
like,
crazy.
Like you said, like their dark-skinned women are not sitting around thinking, woe is me, life is bad, and I'm dark-skinned, and I'm so underprivileged, and I don't have opportunities. So stop putting that energy out there.
To make people believe that, you know? And
yes.
It also took away the shine from Normani because I think she did amazing in the video. It took away the shine from her and shined the light on something that wasn't necessary. So why do that? You know? So it's just crazy. And we're supposed to be on this whole movement of black empowerment as a whole. All I saw in Cardi's video was a whole bunch of women having fun. And I really like that, especially in this pandemic and everything we're going through. Just women having fun. Something to shake your butt to, you know, like, why can't it be taken like that? It always got to be taken so heavy. And then the original message of what's going on with black women getting lost because you do buffoonery like that. So nobody takes it serious.
So thank you.
But that's all I have to
thanks,
say, boo.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling because I was so triggered by this because I'm like, girl, like, this pushes those narratives. It's always like, and it always seems like it's a woman that's like, you know, because she's capitalizing off of this because she's being talked about. So she's getting paid, right? You know what I mean? So they use the black women's oppression and the struggle, especially the ones of dark skin, to gaslight them so it benefits their narrative or whatever social thing that they're trying, ladder that they're trying to climb. You know what I'm saying?
It hurts my feelings too as I'm looking through your comment section. Why can't it be a conversation that needs to be had? You know, on one end, when black women are not acknowledged, everybody is upset and we need to be acknowledged. But when we bring up the elephant in the room and talk about it, you hate black women. Like, God damn.
Yeah, that's right. Well, again, that's why they dragged my sister. Remember when she came on? Because, you know, she's a clear Republican. But I like what she was saying because she was saying, I'm not oppressed. I don't keep feeding me this idea of democracy, like where like black people of color don't have choices, don't have options, can't be successful. Like, and I feel her on that. Like, I don't need you to tell me that because I'm have darker skin that a lighter person is going to have more opportunities than me. I've heard that already. I've seen that already. I don't live in that space. Can't nobody. I'm gonna work for everything I got, and I'm good as anybody. I'm not oppressed. Can't nobody have nothing more than me. Like, I'm gonna do what I need to do. You know, I don't know. I don't live in that space of like, oh, they get more because they're lighter. I mean, I understand it. Like, I mean, it's there, but I don't sit and harp on that every day. And I don't need to be gaslit into that emotion every day and that frustration because it's true. But do we live in that place? Should we stay there and live there?
Exactly. And you can't because it becomes the oppression Olympics. And exactly what you've been speaking about lately with your cards and everything, it becomes energy. And what you believe in, you'll start to manifest in that. And then that'd be all you really think of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody saying that it doesn't exist. Ain't nobody saying that it doesn't happen. We can acknowledge that it happened, while at the same time, we can acknowledge for the fact that it's a time and a place for the conversation and it don't belong in every space. Both things are true. You know, but all righty, boo.
Thank you so much. Have a good night. Bye.
You too.
All right. Is there any? Okay. We got a lot of callers that want to call in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So if y'all absolutely, we have over 20 people and we've over the time. So if y'all absolutely have something to say, super chat your last four to the top because this is a lot of people and we're not getting through everybody. So we'll take this one. 9203, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, you're still not ready. So we're going to have to hang up on you because we got way too many people in the queue. 9404, you're live on the air.
Hey, Sunshine.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm blessed and wonderfully enjoying myself in the chat as well as the visual.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I've talked to you before. I did a reading on you. We had some fun that day.
To try to remember the sultry voice. Yes, you did.
Okay. But, so what's going on?
And I put some cute little pictures that you redid over from your blessed and highly favored show where all the beautiful monies was running and raining down on you. Yes.
Right.
So here's what I want to say because I have thoroughly been enjoying what everybody is saying, well, mostly everybody is saying in the chat, but I wanted to talk about, real quick, CeeLo Brown. And his foolishness.
Okay.
I feel as though from the background that most of these male rappers started from, the majority of them, for them to come out and have so much to say about black women, or women period, speaking on their WAP, and yet, because we don't know all the things that they do behind closed doors and the things that they've had some of these very women do to satisfy their own deviant behaviors, I think they would want to go sit down, hush, smoke on something, and just write it in a journal. Don't come out and tweet and do interviews about it because people aren't keeping secrets anymore.
Yeah.
So when you come out and you make these bold statements, oh, they shouldn't be, they're setting us back. But I bet you, I don't need no cards to tell nobody this. I bet you touched yourself a little bit, okay, when you saw that video. Because I know I did. I was patting myself running around this house acting a whole damn fool. So I know he needs to go ahead and thank them because he didn't have to pay for that. That's number one. Number two, I want to just talk about your, I can tell you're very agitated and bothered by what that woman tweeted.
Yes, I am.
You nailed it when you said that she was definitely gaslighting. But here's why people who think like that and benefit off of that can type foolishness like that. It's because they know that most people won't research their thorough background on the individual. They know that they can drop something like that in their timeline, and for those who are already insecure and being told how they're not the baddest bitches in the world, how they're not strong, how they're not the mothers of this whole universe, they see something like that, and it just feeds into every negative thing that someone has ever said to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that that validates who they are, instead of listening to the louder voices that tell them how beautiful they are, how gorgeous
yeah.
their melanated skin is, how all of these markups and these decoys that are trying to be like them got it from the original template. So look at that in all our shapes, forms, and colors and whatever, and embrace that and go, without my template, you wouldn't have a Kylie Jenner. And that's no shade on the Kardashians and the Jenner,
mm-hmm.
but that's just facts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for that person to tweet that, she sat back, smoked on something, and was like, watch the foolishness begin. But that was her energy. But here's
mm-hmm.
what no one is really talking about, in my opinion.
Okay.
They acting like there's not treatments. Well, a lot of people don't understand this aspect of the business also. There's treatments for videos. There are people who write up the treatments, direct it, produce it, and like a couple of callers have already said, they were each doing the job that they were assigned to do for the treatment of this video.
Mm-hmm.
So if Kylie came in to walk the runway and open up that door to take y'all into that beautiful fantasy that was Cardi B behind the door, then she did her part. We don't know if she's walking around with WAP or not. She's walking around with something. We don't know what she got between her legs. She represented a part in that video that she was there for. And I totally agree with you about it being business. And that's what it was about, on top of them being friends as well. Now, one of the things.
Okay, we got to wrap it up. We're on here for an hour. But so listen, thank you so much. We got to wrap. We got some more people left. We got to. Love you. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Yeah. We got to wrap it. Okay, so this will be probably our last one, unless, okay, 9569, you're live on the air.
Hey, Oman.
Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so first, I wanted to comment on that black woman, dark-skinned woman thing. Like,
okay.
I'm a dark-skinned woman myself, and I feel like it's almost like pushed into our brains to feel some type of way about our skin tone.
Yes.
Like, when I walk into a room, I don't feel any type of way about me being dark skinned. I love the fact that I'm dark skinned.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
I don't even think about that all the time. Like, I don't think about that.
Right.
Like, I just do me.
Right. And then at the same time, this was a women's empowerment video. Why are you upset because they included all women?
Right.
Like, would they prefer there be only dark-skinned women or only white women? It's like you can't win for losing. It's if there was every single type of woman that needed to be in that video to represent all demographics.
I agree. To me, I just felt like it was a forced narrative, and I just don't like that stuff. And I feel like they only do that to dark-skinned women.
Yes.
Dark-skinned
because,
black
honestly,
women.
It's to manipulate us. Exactly.
Yes.
It's to manipulate us, make us continue to feel like we're less than or there's someone
yeah.
with a head up. And it's like, no. And I feel you on that because I'm a Gemini, too. I feel like anything that I want to do, I'm capable of getting on my own, regardless
yes.
of what my skin tone looks like. Anything is possible. But I don't walk around with a chip on my shoulder just because I am dark-skinned.
Right.
Or nor do I feel threatened by another woman who is of another skin tone. Never.
Yeah.
And
I'm with
another
that.
Thing that I wanted to right. It's like we are who we are. Like at the end of the day, whatever you're giving is what you're giving. Whatever I'm giving is what I'm giving.
Okay, and
so
what else did you want
to
say? Go ahead and ask
other
things. Okay.
About this City Girls, right? About the shade being thrown toward the video. What do you, I have a theory, but I want to ask you what you think about that.
Okay.
Like City Girls not being in a video, feeling.
Well, I heard through the grapevine that it's no tea with the City Girls. I don't think that they feel any kind of way. Cardi is really cool with the City Girls. That's not no real beef. Like people
no,
knew.
I don't think
remember
it's tea with Cardi.
Huh?
I think it's tea with Megan.
I just don't feel like the City Girls were necessary. Like their moment, that wasn't a moment that it couldn't happen at the time. There were other things going on that the City Girls, it just couldn't happen. They couldn't, it just literally could not happen.
So could I, honestly, I feel like there's issues with Megan and City Girls or Megan and JT in some type of way.
It could be.
And
could
I don't blame them.
Because
think of the pattern that's been going on. I mean, even while JT was in jail, Megan shouted her out. Even her being out, I don't see her showing them any love, like not genuine love. On top of that, they have City Girl Summer. Meg had Hot Girl Summer. You take one of their hottest songs and put it in your soundtrack, your song called Hot Girl Summer. With their whole soundtrack still in that song.
Right. So that could
That's
be some
like somebody
right there.
Remaking Bodak Yellow.
Yeah. I think it could be, if anything, it's with Meg, but I definitely don't see Cardi having an issue with the City
Girls. Definitely not Cardi. I don't think it's Cardi. I think it was that City Girl scene that Meg was in a mix and they didn't want nothing to do with it. Because if you really think about it, Meg has been riding their waves for a while.
Yes.
Especially with Hot Girl Summer.
Well,
so
I can't really get into that. I can't really speak on that too much. I can't really get into that. But thank you so much, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye. All right, listen. Okay, here we are in the mix. We're going to wrap it there.